This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Ethanol is an up-and-down industry, and right now it's down. Ethanol plants in at least 13 states have stopped running in recent months because of high corn prices and a lower demand for the fuel. At this time, none of Colorado's five ethanol plants have been idled. As Grant Gerlach of Harvest Public Media reports, the industry is trying to change the equation by putting more of the biofuel in gasoline. But ethanol critics are pushing back.
Semis roll down Highway 20 just outside of the small town of Atkinson in north-central Nebraska. They're pulling trailers full of corn and rolling right past Nidac Ethanol, a plant built by local investors in 2008. Jerome Fagerland is Nidac's president and general manager.
We had corn coming in as far as 130 miles out.
So it's been pretty quiet around here since June.
Absolutely.
There are no trucks crossing the scales. Towering steel grain bins sit empty. And it is quiet. The Nidac plant has been closed since last summer, when the drought pushed corn prices to new highs. But in his office, Fagerland says corn prices are not the whole story.
We definitely, as an industry, have an ability to produce more than what our domestic demand is at this time.
30 or so of the nation's 211 ethanol plants have gone idle over the past several months. It's a sign that ethanol has run into the so-called blend wall, which means the U.S. is making more ethanol than can actually be used in the fuel supply. When you see ethanol at the pump, it's usually a 10% blend called E10. But at that rate, it's impossible to meet the government's growing ethanol mandate. Bob Dineen of the Renewable Fuels Association says moving up to 15%, or E15, would push the industry beyond the blend wall.
Sure, you'd have another 6 or 7 billion gallons of ethanol demand. So, you know, clearly you would be able to restart the 2 billion gallons of capacity that is currently not being utilized, and there'd be room for growth.
The Environmental Protection Agency gave E15 the green light last year, but you probably haven't noticed. It's only available at a handful of stations in Corn Belt states like Iowa, Illinois, Nebraska, and Kansas. With no room for more ethanol in the market, prices fall and plants shut down. Meanwhile, in Washington, D.C., E15 is running into roadblocks.
Allowing the sale of E15 at this point in time is premature and irresponsible.
That's Robert Darbonnet of the travel group AAA testifying before a House subcommittee. Based on government research, EPA approved E15 only for cars and trucks made in the year 2001 or later. But Darbonnet told lawmakers that industry-funded research shows some approved cars are still open to damage.
Virtually every OEM or auto manufacturer in this country, virtually all of the OEMs have said, do not put this fuel in your tank unless you are accepting of the fact that it will void your warranty.
AAA supports a proposal to require more research on E15. Other bills in Congress would block E15 or cut back the renewable fuel standard. Bob Dineen at the Renewable Fuels Association calls the debate over E15 marketplace politics, as the government forces oil companies to hand a larger share of the fuel market over to ethanol. Ultimately, he says, ethanol still has political support where it counts, in the Senate and the White House.
And they're not going to roll back this important program, period.
Back in Atkinson, Nebraska, Nidac Ethanol is not just on standby, it's for sale. Jerome Fagerland says the plant went into foreclosure in January, and the creditors are looking for new owners.
You know, the facility runs, it's fairly efficient, it needs to be a producing plant.
Fagerland believes there's still a place in the industry for ethanol from Atkinson, but like other idle ethanol producers, it may have to wait for a break in the drought and a breakthrough at the pump. I'm Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media reports on farm and food issues and is a collaboration of KUNC and other public media stations in the Midwest. For more stories, go to harvestpublicmedia.org.